Om Shanti, everyone. Our most respected Jayanti Didi, I take great pleasure and honor in welcoming you to be with us this evening. And it was with great love I know you will share with us. For most of us here, or all of us, we are quite close to Didi, Jayanti, but more so for the new ones. Didi Jayanti is the joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris presently, as well as the RC for UK, Europe, and the Middle East. She has been the spokesperson for external affairs, talks throughout India, as well as internationally, and has been one who has great love and humility. Her royalty, when I see her, I feel her like an angel. Don't you feel so? Let's wave to Didi as a welcome. She has been a source of great inspiration for our spiritual growth and sustenance. And I'm sure all of you would have experienced this. So Didi Jayanti, we welcome you on the topic today, which is most needed by all of us. One strength, one support in these challenging times. Thank you very much. Looking forward. And your flower is a jasmine. Thank you.
Om Shanti. It's wonderful that so many have decided to come to Madhuban this year. It's been gradually growing after COVID. Last year there was a few less, and the year before, very few, and it was still COVID times, and we didn't know whether to go or not. But this year, I think all that is clear, and everybody decided to make it to Madhuban. So I'm very happy that you're all here. This expression, one strength, one support, is an expression that Didi Manmohini used to use a lot. Ek bal, ek bharosa. And when Didi Manmohini shared with me her personal story of transformation, how from being in a family that had ginormous wealth, she was married into a family which also was equally the same. And it was an arranged marriage when she was very young, and then she went to live with her in-laws when she was in her teens. The marriage had been just a marriage of agreement by the parents of both the boy and the girl, so very young, but then actually going to her in-laws' home, and then just seeing Baba and transformation immediately, and she renounced everything like this. No second thought, and her Laukik name was Gopi, and she became really the first Gopi, falling in love with God, falling in love with Krishna. She didn't know at that time they were different, but anyway, it happened. And not only did she come, but she brought along three members of her immediate family and three members of two other members of her immediate family, so three of them came, and then her uncle, his family, three people there also came. So six people surrendered very quickly, and because it was such prominent families, it created a big stir. So you can imagine she must have gone through 1,000 things. And if I tell you that she told me her story of why it is she was allowed to learn to read and write. That's it. No further education. Just reading and writing, basic. And she said, they taught me that so that I could write to my husband when he traveled, and they all traveled at that time for business. Secondly, so that I would be able to keep a household budget. And thirdly, so that I could keep the laundry list. Now, that's a little cameo a little snapshot of what life was like. And so no education to draw upon. If something happened and if she had to fend for herself, what was she going to do? But of course she didn't have those thoughts. She saw Baba, fell in love and surrendered immediately and brought others with herself to surrender. And of course all of them very powerful individuals. Now that is really one strength, one support. And I'm not saying that you leave behind your wives or your husbands and your children and come and stay in the ashram. That's not the purpose of saying all this. But really, it just gives you an indication of how, even though externally there may be nothing at all that you can rely on, when you know Shiv Baba and you rely on Baba, then you feel you can achieve everything, absolutely everything. There's a lovely statement that somebody had on their signature on emails for some time. I don't know whether she still has it, but certainly it used to be there. And it was a statement from Dadi Janki, and the sister had picked up on that. And the statement went something like this: when a bird sits on a twig or a branch, it doesn't rely on the strength of the branch, that the branch isn't going to break. It knows that it has wings with which to fly, and so it trusts its wings. And where do those wings come from in terms of souls who surrender to Baba? It's from one above. And that gives you empowerment. And so when people talk about empowerment, that is the strength that Baba is able to give you. You don't have to rely on anyone else. You don't have to wait for anyone else. You don't have to depend on anyone else. You have been given the wings with which to fly by Baba. So that's what one strength, one support is about, to be able to have that inner experience and confidence and total faith that yes, at all times Baba is with me and Baba is there for me. But of course it has to be reciprocal. I have to be there for Baba. I have to be available to Baba. And then, yes, Baba's already said, you are mine. I say to Baba, Baba, I am yours. And Baba says, yes, I accept you. You are mine. And in that awareness then, next step is, not only do I belong to you, but I know that if I follow Srimat, you're there to look after me at all times. And so Baba's saying, I'm there for you. And I'm sure if you look back on your life, A, before Gyan, and B, after Gyan, you see yourselves in different situations in which you really didn't know what to do, you didn't know what was going to happen, and everything suddenly became clear, and you were able to move forward and move ahead, and nothing stopped you. How did that happen? Someone up there was pulling some strings and making it happen. And so yes, surely it is an experience that we all have. And we forget it. That's the problem. From time to time we forget those experiences, and then again we're caught up by questions and confusion and maybe, maybe not. It's very important to write down those experiences. And when you find yourself going through even a little bit of a low, you bring yourself back to that high point by reading what you yourself have written about your experience. So when things are going well, sit and write. And when things are not going so well, sit and read. Because at that moment you might not be able to automatically emerge it. If you sit for a while with Baba, it will come back. But if you've written it down, that's even better. Why is it that this is more important today than it was 50 years ago or even 10 years ago. It's because we are seeing that the end times are really now very, very close. No predictions about how long, I don't know. Baba didn't tell us. But for sure, we can see that things are very quickly coming to the edge. Who feels that? I definitely feel it. And A, it's because of climate change. When I first started attending UN conferences, I used to think, I'm so glad I've got into this only after coming to Baba. Because most of the time, the stories that the UN has are not stories of success. Maybe once in a while there might be something, but most of the time, when they talk about the state of the world, it's bad news. And the news gets better? Definitely not. Does the news get worse? I think so. And sometimes I think, well, how can it be any more worse than it is already? Like Baba says, you know, they say that Kaliyug still has 40,000 years to go. Well, how much